The Moth is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you compare direct auto rates from a variety of companies so you can find a great one, even if it's not with them. Quote today at progressive.com to find a rate that works with your budget. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Welcome to the Moth Podcast. I'm Dan Kennedy. This Sunday, on November 5th, more than 50,000 people are lacing up their shoes and stepping foot on Staten Island in New York City to do something very few have, run a marathon. I, of course, am just going to remain a downtown podcast loner. I won't be out. But the New York City Marathon is the most populous run in the world. Just half of 1% of the people in this country have ever even run a marathon at all. And if you're one of the faster runners, you can finish in just around 4.5 hours. Too slow, and they shut the run down. That is, unless the 26.2-mile run shuts your body down first. Here at the Moth, we never question the heart of a champion. So on today's episode, two stories all about running. Our first story comes to us from Steve Clark, and he told it at the Philadelphia Moth Grand Slam, where the theme of the night was siblings. Here's Steve.
I've always wanted to live in a world where I was like a Greek hero. But I'm from Philadelphia. And I've never had like the body type for it and sandwiches, but my twin brother has. Like, he's svelte and doesn't have asthma. Like, when we were in high school, he played varsity basketball, and I played varsity Model United Nations. But he's always been really helpful about this, and I've always looked up to him about it. Like, I think when we were sperm, like, there's no way I was gonna beat him to the egg. So I think I must have kind of latched onto one of his flagella and rode him to victory. And like, he was totally cool with it. But so we got older, and in college, my brother ran several marathons, and I was always so impressed by this. And his best marathon, he ran not knowing that he also had mono, and I can't even run a mile. And yeah, so last year I turned 31, and I was like, my time with this awkward body is running out. So I signed up for the Philadelphia Marathon in the summer. But I'm a Catholic school teacher, and I couldn't really afford it, so my mom paid for me. Still really inspiring, and like, I put this on Facebook. And a lot of people were really like, Steve, that's awesome, that's so cool. You're gonna be great. And people who really knew me were like, Steve, are you sure? And in the summer I was training, and it was great, but then the school year started, and I teach sixth grade, and to deal with stress, sandwiches, and I'm not making excuses, but I have asthma. And the marathon day came in November, late November 2015. And I didn't know if I was gonna be able to make it, but I started with one of my friends, and she said, you should have like a mantra. And hers was, my mind is strong, my body is strong, my heart is strong. And I'm Catholic, so I was like, dear God, please don't let me die. Amen. And so we started the race, and we're running, and it's going great for like a mile and a half. And at that point, I see this guy with a sign on his back that says 2 knee replacements, and he's passing me. But I get to mile 6, And my brother comes out and he joins me. He lives in Center City and he comes out, he joins me, and he's got a coffee cup in his hand, and I'm running and he's walking. And after about 3 hours, we get to mile 13.1 and we pass Rocky for the first time. And he's like, do you want to keep going? And there's all these people that are really excited. And I'm like, yeah, I want to keep going. So I keep going. And then at mile 13.2, there's no one else with me. I am by myself. Everyone else was just finishing the half marathon. So I decide I'm going to keep going and do my best. And it's touch and go for a while. And at mile 17, I see this thing that's about a mile behind me. And I ask someone near me what it is. And they say, that's called the lag bus. If you don't know what that is, the lag bus picks people up who are not on pace to finish the marathon in under 7 hours. So I keep moving, and I get to Manayunk, mile 19, and a guy offers me a beer, and I'm like, no, I'm dying. And so I keep moving. And like, they're starting to break the water stations down, and at mile 21, I'm at the home stretch. I'm on Kelly Drive, going towards the Art Museum, and a guy on a tricycle pulls up next to me, and he says, Steve, right? You are now officially the last person in the Philadelphia Marathon. And so I think about quitting, because there's 5 miles left and I've got like 40 minutes to get to 7 hours. And I go to the guy in the van and I say, I've got 7 hours, right? And he says, yeah. So I just ask him for a bottle of water and I keep moving. And I'm like yelling at him from the way that I'm moving. And I see the police at mile 23 and a half and I ask them if they can pull him over. And at about mile 24 and a half, we hit 7 hours. And a cleaning crew van pulls in front of me. And my heart just sinks. But the guy in the van behind me pulls up next to me. And he says, just keep going as fast as you can. I'll take care of them. And he holds them off behind me for about another 20 or 25 minutes. And I get to mile 26, and I see Rocky with his hands raised in the air. And I realize, like, he didn't have his hands raised in the air because he won. He had his hands raised in the air because he got his ass kicked. But somehow that was still awesome. So I keep moving, and I get to mile 26.1, and right there, the announcer says, ladies and gentlemen, we checked. This man did not veer off the course at all. Trust us. The last official finisher of the 2015 Philadelphia Marathon is Steve Clark. And Mayor Nutter, thank you. Thank you. Mayor Nutter comes out, he used to be mayor, and he greets me, and he says, Steve, I just wanted to stay here till the bitter end, and he kind of holds my back to make sure that I cross the line, and as I cross, I realize, like, I'm never going to be in a world where I'm a Greek hero, but in Philadelphia, today, finishing in last place felt pretty darn heroic. Thank you.
That was Steve Clark. Steve is a third grade teacher, storyteller, and high school slam poetry coach. He still loves to run and does it whenever he can, and he tells us the local running community has been really kind in their friendship and support of him. Currently, Steve's looking for suggestions for his next big race to run. Next up, a story from Megan McNally. Megan shared this at a Moth Story Slam in Seattle, and the theme of the night was making peace. Here's Megan, live at the Moth.
I was 19 when I got pregnant and decided to give my baby up for adoption. And I was certain it was the right thing to do, or at least as certain as you can be, yet no amount of certainty can really prepare you for the doubt. And I'm not entirely certain how I got through the first few days after leaving my baby daughter behind for some other mother. But one thing that helped was finding a lifeline that I could grab a hold of. And for me, that lifeline was her 18th birthday. Now, it doesn't make any sense because it's not rational, but I believed that if I survived to her 18th birthday and if she survived to her 18th birthday, that that would be the definitive proof that I had made the right decision. So 17 years went by, and some of them were really, really rough. I got through them by thinking about this finish line that I knew I had to reach. And in the year before she turned 18, I decided that I was going to have to do something epic to mark this occasion. I became obsessed with that. And I learned that the Paris Marathon is the same week as her birthday. So I registered, and I trained for my first marathon. And a month before the race, I got sick. I got really sick, and then I threw my back out, and I missed that final month of training, which, if any of you are runners, you know is pretty important before a big race. And the morning I got on the plane to head to Paris with my partner and some of our closest friends, I had no idea if I was really going to run this thing. And the morning of the race, I had no idea if I was going to run this thing. But I told myself that I had come so far, I deserved to be at the start line. So I went to the start line. And it was the fucking Paris Marathon. There are 35,000 runners packed along the Champs-Élysées. Chariots of Fire is blaring from the loudspeakers. You're standing beneath the Arc de Triomphe. And I thought, of course I'm going to run. I'll just run as far as I can, and then I'll stop. And I was so excited that I really had to pee. And there were no porta-potties around. So I made the brilliant decision to hold it. And off went the cannon, and off went the runners, and off I went running my marathon, ill-prepared, having to pee. And I thought, I'll just stop when I see a porta-potty. And there were no porta-potties. So adrenaline got me through the first 5 miles. But then when I rounded the bend into the Bois de Vincennes, I knew that I was going to have to do something. I was going to have to solve this. And what I noticed is that runners were darting off into the bushes left and right. So praying that this epic day did not end in the back of a police car, I eyed what looked like a fairly private bush, and I hooked a sharp right to head for this bush, and when I did, I stubbed my toe into the curb, and I launched myself airborne, and I heard a collective gasp of the runners around me as I headed face first for pavement. I turned my head literally just in time to avoid breaking all my teeth, and I landed on my temple and knocked myself out cold. Now, if you're wondering, when you knock yourself out cold, you relieve yourself. So, that problem was solved. However, I came to and I had a whole world of new problems, like how I was going to get up and finish this marathon. And I actually went in and out of consciousness several times and ultimately came to a race official who was barking at me in French and barking into a walkie-talkie, and we were not communicating well. And it was clear that if I didn't get up and get moving, the day was actually going to end on a stretcher. So I got up and started moving, which is when I noticed how much pain I was in. My head was throbbing, my knees hurt, and there was the matter of my broken finger that was dangling off the back of my hand like a sausage. But when I slowed down, it hurt worse, so I kept going. And about 10 miles later, coming down a stretch where I was the only person in the road because I was clearly the back of the pack, and there were just a handful of stragglers, you know, left in the crowd to chant, "Allez, allez," as the French will do, and I got to respond, "Allez, allez," as an American will do when she is hoping that her friends will have ibuprofen ready. I paused just long enough for them to splint my finger, to try to tell them what happened, for them to pump me full of painkillers and send me on my way. There were a few stretches of the race that I ran alone because everyone else had finished. And the last mile of the race, I literally just lurched forward. I was swollen. I was covered in a smattering of blood and urine. My partner and friends were walking beside me because that's how slow I was going. And I got to the finish line, and they graciously, or out of pity, still gave me a medal, even though I had not met the cutoff. And the thing is that this day was not anything like I'd expected. It's not what I'd planned. It's not what I'd envisioned and dreamt of all those years. And yet it had perfectly reflected 18 years of staggering forward, broken, bloody, sometimes alone, but usually with people who loved me not very far away. And a month later, I was home in Seattle working late one night when a message came across my desktop that said, "Do you know who I am?" And I did, and that night I made peace with my younger, heartbroken self. Thank you.
That was Megan McNally. Not long after finishing the marathon, Megan met her birth daughter through Facebook, and they've kept in touch since then. Since the marathon, Megan also wanted to test her newfound endurance and tenacity by squeezing in a half Ironman triathlon between law school and her job as a full-time executive. She's now the founder and CEO of Diana, the first streaming network dedicated to women's sports and their mission to change the game for women and girls. Man, that is an amazing amount of accomplishment. I feel like I'm doing very little with my life after reading that. That does it for this week's episode. If you'd like to see pictures of Steve and Megan with their medals, just visit our site, themoth.org. Congratulations to both of you, Steve and Megan, and to the rest of you runners who are going to be there on Staten Island this Sunday. We here at The Moth wish you all the best. Good luck. See you at the finish line, and have a story-worthy week.
Dan Kennedy is the author of the books Loser Goes First, Rock On, and American Spirit. He's also a regular host and performer with The Moth.
Podcast production by Timothy Lou Lee. The Moth Podcast is presented by PRX, the Public Radio Exchange, helping make public radio more public at prx.org.
Support for The Moth comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/moth. That's odoo.com/moth. Odoo, modern management made simple.